Today we're going to do the Q&A of godly wisdom. What is it? Who gets it and who doesn't? Why is it important to have this wisdom? And I think that in the Bible there's many times where you'll hear pastors preach on getting godly wisdom compared to getting worldly wisdom, and yet godly wisdom isn't always explained. And Paul does this in 1 Corinthians 2, 6 through 16. He explains some questions that we're going to answer, and let's read this really quick. It says, "Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages of our for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, no ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person, which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the man of the Lord, the mind of the Lord, so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." I don't know about you, but I think if I asked you the question, do you have anybody in your life that has certain like wisdom sayings, or even just sayings in general that either you get or you don't get, and they say it often. Most of the time, it's our dads that have these sayings, or our grandparents. My dad has a few of them. That he always said to us growing up. I know that whenever I asked him how he was doing, he had one of two sayings that he would always say. He would say, "finest frog hair," which to this day I still don't understand what that means. The other one is, "fair but partly cloudy," is what he would respond to the question of how are you doing today. And the other thing that he would say, and this is, there's a million things that he would say, but he would say things like, if you made a hypothetical saying like, "Man, if that wouldn't happen, this wouldn't happen," and he would always say, without a doubt, "if a frog didn't jump, he wouldn't bump his butt." That was just what he said. He also said multiple times, "Not all who wander are lost." He just had these plethora of sayings that he would just throw out at us, and it's so funny because most of the time we didn't understand what he was saying. We just knew that it was something he always said. And so in that, I think it's cool that Paul is giving us a bit of wisdom here, but he is also providing an explanation. So there are four questions that I think he addresses here. And the first one is, who cannot receive or know this wisdom? And the answer is found in 1 Corinthians 2, 8 through 9, where it says, "None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." He specifies the rulers of this age. And at the time, these are the people that put Jesus on a cross. They didn't have godly wisdom. What are some characteristics of those guys? One, they used their power, their rank above others. They were condescending. They were fear-mongering. They did all of this stuff to raise themselves up. They used, and what I think is interesting is they did use the Bible to lift themselves up, but because they didn't have godly wisdom, they didn't understand the truth that they were reading. Instead, they used it to their own advantage, which is worldly wisdom. So the people that don't get godly wisdom are the people that aren't saved. They don't know God. They use things to their own advantage. The next question is, who can receive or know this wisdom? This is found in 1 Corinthians 2:6. It says, yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom. This word mature here actually is saved, but they use the word mature because it's the idea of someone who got saved and is growing in Christ. It's not someone who just punched their time card in with God to make sure they don't go to hell. This is someone who is seeking out the Lord's wisdom, who doesn't have life figured out and doesn't act like it. This is someone who is in the Word and is praying and is seeking people godly wisdom, and because of that, it is imparted to them. And so it says, yet among the mature do we impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age. He explains what this wisdom is, or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. The next question that he answers is, how is it imparted from God to people, and that is through the Spirit, not logic. And that is 1 Corinthians 2:9-11. And it says, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. He uses the Holy Spirit and he imparts that wisdom and opens our eyes to what the word truly means. We can take certain sayings out of context that are in the Bible and use it to our own advantage. It happens all the time with Philippians 4, wherever it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you take that in a worldly context, it's all about you. And actually, the verse is how God sustains us through trials, and how he helps us learn to be content in all things. And so how we get through being brought low, being hungry, and all of that. And so there's a difference there between worldly and godly wisdom, even in just that verse. And so when we receive the Spirit, and that is when we get saved, ultimately we then take on, God opens our eyes and we take on a new meaning of what the Bible says, rather than using it for worldly wisdom, use it for godly wisdom. And the last one is this, why is it important to have this wisdom? And we find this in 1 Corinthians 2:12-13, and it says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given to us by God. And we impart this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. We see that it says we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God. And I think this is awesome that God specifies this, that we might understand things freely given to us by God. God gives us godly wisdom. The Spirit gives us godly wisdom that we can understand the things. Check this out. Given to us by God. These are things, so God doesn't just pour out all of this knowledge onto us, because that's not healthy, and I don't think it's safe for us. You see certain people that are in fame, that fall fast because they get too much too quickly. I think that we're like that. And I think God ultimately eases us into things. So it says things freely given us by God. So we don't get all the answers. We get what he gives us. And then the next part is that we interpret spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. We are helping one another. We are giving each other godly wisdom through the experiences that we've lived that God has helped us through. And so some things that we can take away from this. Where does your wisdom come from? That's the first question I got. When you have problems within yourself, with others, if someone else is having a problem and is coming to you, if you need wisdom on a subject, what are you running to? Are you running to your yes friend who's going to tell you whatever you want to hear? Are you going to the internet, Facebook, any other social media? Or are you seeking out godly wisdom? And that is in the Word, in God's Word, the Bible, or praying about it. Nehemiah shows us that whenever he needs wisdom, how to say things, what to do, he goes to God in prayer. And then do you have friends in your life that are godly, that are willing to give you godly wisdom, that they're in the Word, that they're praying, that they're seeking out God? Are you seeking that type of wisdom out, or are you going somewhere else? And the last question I have is, if you don't know, if you're like, Jason, I don't have that godly wisdom. How do I attain that? I'd love to ask if you're saved. Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Because the Bible says right here that we get it through the Spirit. And the only way we get the Spirit is through Jesus Christ. Because the very last verse on here says, but we have the mind of Christ. And in order to have the mind of Christ, you need to receive him as your Savior. And so that's my final question. Are you saved? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Because through him you gain godly wisdom. No other way. And so, where's your wisdom coming from? Are you saved? And are you seeking godly wisdom? And that's my challenge for you, is to do that. Seek godly wisdom and then bless others, because he blessed you with that wisdom.